Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Our greatest privilege in this world is having the opportunity to follow the Torah and mitzvot. Hashem chose us to be His people. He elevated us from amongst the nations, and He gave us the greatest gift ever given to mankind, the Torah. The Chovot HaLevavot writes that the choice to follow Hashem was given entirely to us. This is what we call free will. The efforts we make to do a mitzvah as well are entirely up to us, and we will be rewarded for our decisions and efforts. But actually carrying out those efforts and accomplishing the mitzvah that we seek is all biyad Hashem. The value of a mitzvah is indescribable, and it is not a given that just because a person wants to do a mitzvah, that he'll be able to do it. It requires a strong will, it requires merit, and it requires a lot of help from Hashem. The way it seems to us is if we do a mitzvah, we feel like we just did Hashem the greatest favor, and now He owes us. But in truth, it's just the opposite. We are supposed to be begging Hashem for help to enable us to complete a mitzvah. And if we do accomplish our goal, we should be so thankful and indebted to Hashem for giving us the zechut to do that mitzvah. Our great rabbis would cry tears of gratitude to Hashem for allowing them to accomplish what they did in Torah. If a person is not achieving in religion the levels that he hoped to achieve, he should not be asking, why isn't Hashem helping me? All I'm trying to do is serve Him. Isn't that what He wants? Rather, the person should recognize what a zechut it is to be religious and then plead with Hashem to give him the help that he needs to get to the level he wants to be at. A young man once sent a letter to Rav Shimshon Pinkus asking the rabbi for advice on how to overcome his challenges in religion. And the rabbi replied, it seems to me that you have put in a tremendous amount of effort to grow in Torah and Yirat Shamayim. You did all that is in your power, and therefore you have fulfilled your requirement of Hishtadlut. But now it is clear that you need outside help. The levels you want to reach in the situation that you are in are beyond your capabilities. Therefore, I will give you the name and address of someone who can bring your dreams to a reality. We call him Hashem Yitbarach. He is very powerful. He created everything. And I know for a fact that He loves you more than you could imagine. And He is waiting with longing eyes, kaviyachol, for you to come to Him and ask for His help. I'm writing to you like this because many people think that tefillah is something by the way, or in our language, been there, done that. This simple advice that I'm giving you is the best advice. You don't need to go anywhere else or do anything else. Just talk to Him in a way that is real to you. Don't waste your time in other places. Just be sincere with the only one who can really help you. And that was the end of the letter. Religion is a gift, and Hashem wants us to take advantage of that gift. But first, we have to have the desire to be religious. Then we have to make the necessary efforts to accomplish it. And then we have to beg Hashem for help. And if He does allow us to accomplish in religion and reach the great levels that we want to reach, we should be so overcome with gratitude and constantly sing His praises. Have a great day.